Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Morning on the Tee Florida, live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We're just, as I like to say, each and every Saturday, we're a driver and an 8-iron and a couple putts to the front of Tropicana Field, where the Rays are, they're up playing the Pale Sox up in Chicago. Mark Ferguson, you were up in Chicago about a year ago in April, but you were at the Mecca, Wrigley Field, and you lasted, what, 5 innings?
4.5 because it was snowing. Everybody thought it was crazy. They didn't want to be there. I said, this is great. It's snowing. I've never been to a baseball game when it's snowing.
Well, and then you and your son Jake were on WGN and down here on Spectrum, and that was an absolute classic as well. Hey, we got John Rieger up in Crescent Beach, Florida. He's, of course, is the PGA of America teaching professional, and my man with the plan each and every Saturday, the wisdom of the show. And I've got Mark Ferguson sitting across from him, and I'm throwing your curveball, but we decided we're going to make the big announcement, John Rieger, that you're right now immersed in examining the opportunities for our audience, the hacks and the pros, anybody who loves the great game of golf listening in the nine station reach. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mark. Yeah, we have a little curveball right here as far as the venue. I'm not at Crescent Beach this morning. I'm at Jeep Beach down in Daytona, Florida, where literally there's 225,000 people have gathered with 25,000 Jeeps from all over the world. 34 countries and all 50 states are represented here. And it's something I never really paid attention to. But for listeners out there, if you look at the John Rieger Report, not only is it about golf, it's about travel and lifestyle. And this is definitely a lifestyle thing because we became proud owners of a Jeep this year when we moved to the beach. And this is an absolute real hoot. So we're coming to you live from Jeep Beach, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Well, you're going to be live from a lot of locations the next 12 months. So we'll let Mr. Ferguson, who knows the game of golf inside and out, I'll retract that statement. He and I are a couple of hacks. You're the pro. And, Mark, we got some exciting news for the ever-expanding world of Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. And we say 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We're going to take credit for the fact that maybe we gave you a little impetus, or it was your son Jake. But exciting news upstairs in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios from now on.
Yes, we've been working on this about 3 months, and it's finally all coming together. We get our golf simulators in middle of May, and by June 1st, we'll be up and running with a full swing.
Two full swings.
Ferg's Clubhouse full swing golf simulators, which also play 13 other sports. So people can rent the bay. We'll have two bays. People can rent them out by themselves. They can hit by themselves. They can be taught. They can bring in their friends. We'll have leagues. We have a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, but it's going to make our upstairs busy all the time, and that's what we've been waiting for, and it gives our customers something else to do to bring in Ferg's.
Well, John, with your 4 decades of golf course management, ownership, and, of course, playing since you were in your teens, you've embraced this concept, and I think those across America and the world have, for a learning tool, but also leagues and opportunities to work on your swing and have a lot of fun.
You know, golf can be defined in many ways, shapes, or form. You know, golf nowadays takes on a lot of different platforms, and one of them is golf simulators. Golf simulators have been around for, gosh, at least 20 years or so, but everybody is really familiar that plays golf or loves golf. They're all familiar with what the concept called Topgolf, which is rapidly expanded literally all over the world. Well, this is a version of Topgolf. It's the same software. It's the same people. Full Swing Technologies that's doing this. And so it allows people who have nice, you know, establishments, such as Ferg's, you know, 30 years anniversary there, and and a sports bar. You got food, you got atmosphere, you got entertainment, you have fun. So why not put a golf simulator in there? And to tell you the truth, having those other sports involved with it, there's something for everybody in these simulators where you don't even have to be a golfer. If you go to Topgolf, first time I went, you know, there was probably 1,000 people because they have a massive facility. They have, you know, hundreds of bays, of hitting bays and things like that. And you know, and there wasn't a handful of golfers there. So this extends the game of golf to the masses, to the average person. You know, so you can, yeah, and this simulator is going to work for all ages and abilities, whether you're a kid, whether you're an adult, senior. And you're right, Mike and Mark, you know, we're going to have a lot of entertainment value in this with leagues, with charity functions, with corporate entertainment, with the ability just to walk in there and get you a craft beer and rent the bay and go out there and play some of the world's best golf courses without having to leave downtown St. Petersburg.
Well, if there's anybody that can get creative, it's Mark Ferguson. And you and my minds have been racing since he told me to think about it. But, you know, we've got the four majors. We'll have contests where guys can play the exact same course that the U.S. Open's on, the PGA Championship, the British Open, and the Masters. And those will be celebrations, parties in themselves that will get vendors behind, giveaways. The golf courses have embraced the concept where we work hand in hand. And, I mean, Mark, the opportunities are limitless, and it's an exciting time, I'd say.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's been a great baseball season so far. The Rays are on fire. But this will bring something for our summers that people can do when it's 99 degrees out. They can come inside and hit for an hour or two and drink some nice cold beer.
Exactly. Hey, I know he's one of your favorite customers. Gary Sermons is on hold, and say hello to Gary. And
how you doing, Gary?
And I know you're looking at potentially battling the elements up there at your 27th annual Sermons Golf Tournament for the Children's Dream Fund. And brother, I'm doing a bunch of signs of the cross and Holy Marys and Our Fathers as a Catholic so that you can get this baby in today.
We could certainly use the prayers, that's for sure. And I tell you what, it started to sprinkle a little bit out here just a little bit ago, and I'm running around like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs and getting the carts out, helping the carts and putting tents up and chairs and setting up the tees and all that fun stuff. But I know John Rigger can relate to that. But yeah, we're hoping for no liquid sunshine out here, but we think it's forecast is for rain, but I think it's not till like 5 o'clock, heavy rain. So hopefully we'll be done by then.
Make sure everybody that's playing, you tell them you're playing the old George Bush, the original George Bush. He called it hit and get golf. If you wanted to golf with George Bush, yeah, Nine holes, you hit, you get, and you moved on. You're going to have to tell everybody this is not one of those days to sit out there and dilly-dally, get up there, tee off, hit the second shot, get rolling. Don't be looking at your putts. Get it moving, right?
You're exactly right. And I tell you what, our max score today is going to be a bogey, a 5. So it's kind of work right into your game.
You know, Gary, I tell you what, you're pretty tough on the field there. A bogey is your friend. You know, most scramble tournaments that I've ever run, we go as low as par is your friend. We just create a pure birdie barrage out there.
We certainly might change that to a par just to speed it up a little bit. That's not a bad idea. And we've got a good field. We've had 140 players, and we had one foursome dropout, so we had 140 paid, and we're going to raise hopefully $6,000 to $7,000 for the Children's Dream Fund. And our child is Chino. He's battling cancer now at Alternate Hospital, and his dream is going on a Disney cruise, which happens to be next week. So we're hoping to raise $6,000 to $7,000 net for him. So
if anybody can, it's you. And you're up there at the East Bay Golf Club, a fine track, and they've been very cooperative for you. And of course, you've got the grub, you've got giveaways, you got everything up there, and you might all be in throwing down coldies a little earlier than you anticipated. Hey, is Amanda in the area? Should we talk to Amanda Griffin?
Yes, yeah, she's right here. In fact, she just walked up. In fact, here's Mike. How you going? Good to see you. Yeah, here's Amanda Griffin. She's the executive director of the Children's Dream Fund. There she is, Mike.
All right, Gary. Have a great day,
hey,
my man.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing well. I've got John Rager on the other line. He's up. He's over in Daytona today. I'm down at Ferg's, hunkered down inside today. I'm a wimp in case it rains on you. But let's talk about what this Children's Dream Fund does. And this is the 27th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament. We've had you many times. It's a great cause. I didn't realize that this dream was a Disney cruise. I knew that, but I didn't know that it was taking off next week. So you guys got to get the cash in and get the young. On his way.
Yes, it's very important. So at the Dream Fund, we grant dreams to kids with life-threatening illnesses that live right around here in West Central Florida. So today at the Sermons Golf Tournament, they are raising funds to send Chino on his dream to go on a Disney cruise, like you said. So Chino and his family will get to go sail the Caribbean and get to experience all the magic that Disney provides on the Disney cruise. He is so excited. Chino's battling cancer. He also has Down syndrome, and he already got some new luggage that his grandparents got him for his birthday that have Mickey and Minnie all over them. And we have some really cute photos of him just preparing to set sail and relax for an entire week.
Well, bravo on what you guys do. Last year you sent a young man on an Alaskan cruise, and I thought that was superb. And I wish you guys nothing but success. I know you got a lot to get done today. On a side note and a little humor, you are my witness that I was the one that allowed Fritz Sermons, the canine, to come on radio, and now he's become an overnight sensation. So I told Gary, I believe that I should be entitled to be the agent for Fritz, the bulldog, Gary Sermon's dog. What do you think?
Absolutely. Write that up on a contract. Get him to sign it today.
I've already done it. I've got pictures. I've got you as a witness. I've got this archive. Yes. So you just agreed. And from now on, he's not going to make any appearances on the Rays or Good Morning America. Nothing without coming through the old man here.
Run by you first.
All right.
I love it.
You guys have a great day. I'll pray that the weather holds. And that's the 27th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament benefiting the Children's Dream Fund. Have a great day, Amanda. And we'll talk to you afterwards and get your perspective.
Thank you
all
so
right?
much. Thanks for your support.
You betcha. And now he's patiently waiting, John Rager. You're a good friend of mine, Barry Smith, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame inductee, master of many, and the godfather of sports in Pinellas County and the entire state. What's going on, brother?
Well, you know what? It's been a big week, you know, with the NFL draft and in full swing, and, you know, the Lightning trying to hang on, and God bless them. They got a win tonight, and a Rays keeping the play moving forward. There's a lot of exciting things going on in Tampa Bay.
Hey, for our listeners out there, since we have Barry Smith on, I want to give them a little background about Barry. You know, Barry is in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, just got recently inducted at Raymond James Stadium back in November of the class of 2022, along with Masters Chairman Fred Ridley and Dexter Jackson and a few others. So, you know, we're all proud of Barry, who actually donated his time and resources and served as president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame for a number of years. But he was born in Miami, Florida, and he was a two-sport athlete, not only football, which his fame is known for, but for track. And he was actually a state champion in the high hurdlers, and to this date, he's still in one of the top 100 football players of Dade County. But more importantly, you know, he is a Seminole. He's a Florida State alumni there, and he still holds records way back to when he played from about 1969 to 73, right at that era at Florida State University. When he was there, he broke all the season and career scoring records, and he actually held the record for most TD catches of any receiver in the state till at least 1987. But he was drafted in the first round in 1973 by the Packers, and was Rookie of the Year finalist and Green Bay Packer Man of the Year in 1975. So that says a lot about his charitable contribution and the efforts he does. But one of the notable things is for our listeners here in Tampa Bay, he was a member of the first Tampa Bay Buccaneer team, the one that didn't win a game in 1976. I know they all get together just at least every year, other year, and they have a special dinner. And for our Gator fans out there, I lived in Gainesville for a number of years, and one of Barry's claim to fame was that the last last pass that Steve Spurrier threw as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He played on that team that year, and his NFL career was the last pass that Barry caught, thrown from Coach Spurrier in the same game back in 76. So anyway, he's been inducted in the Florida State Athletic Hall of Fame. He made the College Football Hall of Fame ballot. So we're just really happy to have Barry on air today. I know we're going to talk about the 6th annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame golf tournament, but we want to talk a little bit about Barry. And just recently, Barry, especially with the NFL draft that just happened Thursday night, can you give us a little insight about the Buccaneers? I know I saw on social media you were down there along with, Steve Young, who was also a member of the 76 squad. And you guys were honored guests down there at the Tampa Bay draft party. Tell us a little bit about Tampa Bay's draft this year. What do you think?
Well, I think it was, first and foremost, it was a wonderful event. I appreciated being invited by the Buccaneers. Part of that was being on the original team because this coming season, the Buccaneers are going to, we always talk about throwback Thursdays. They will reintroduce the creamsicle with the uniform and all that kind of stuff, and maybe one of the games, a throwback game, and so forth and so whatever. But there were a lot of fans that were out there, and they had them all over the stadium and out on the floor of the stadium. I mean, it was like a festival, a carnival, and all that. So Steve and I got to be down there and interact with the fans and families and kids and all that. And actually, it was pretty cool. Hadn't done that in a while, and it's amazing how many people were there back in 1976 that do remember that 0-14. But you know what? The Bucks, I think, are doing well with the draft. I like their first choice. I'm very familiar with the kid from Pittsburgh because being in the ACC and obviously Florida State, Georgia Tech, Miami, and all that stuff, we follow it. And I think it's a good pick, as well as the rest of their choices so far. You know what? Every year, the great thing about it right now, we're all undefeated. You know, everybody's in first place, right? We're all undefeated. Hope springs eternal. And I'm excited about getting it underway.
Hey, Barry.
We're talking to Barry Smith, of course. He's my unofficial producer, and all these conversations are brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewing, Treasure Island, which I know you love that place, and our buddy Charlie Break Iron down there, Barry, and they're serving breakfast daily now, fellas. And then with big announcement with Fred Forsley, Shipyard and Nice Pick are now officially the title sponsors of On the Tee Florida, and reaching all the 9 stations that we're currently on. And I did want to get a little other perspective of the day that you got the call from my and your Green Bay Packers. It was a completely different environment. I talked to Randy Grimes, your good buddy, who played from 83 to 92 for the Bucks and drafted in Baylor. Talk a little bit about the difference from today in Kansas City versus that day you got the call.
Well, first, it's when you say night and day, apples to oranges, it certainly was. I obviously follow the draft. You know, I'm always excited about, you know, seeing who gets picked and all that. Now, the fact that I was a first-round draft choice and actually a 21st pick in the first round, I always pay special attention to that 21st pick. And I can tell you, way back in 1973, there was none of this pomp and pageantry. I was sitting in my little apartment, with my little cheap furniture and one phone. There were no cell phones. It was a little rotary phone waiting there. There was no call waiting. And you waited patiently, hoping that you would get the call, okay? And I can tell you, like, at 9 o'clock, the phone rang, and I'm going, oh, my God, this can't be. I could not be the number one choice in the entire NFL draft. And, of course, it wasn't. And it was one of my buddies, you know, that was half drunk, and going, hey, Deb, you got drafted yet? Well, I hung up on him, you know. So anyway, I waited patiently. When the phone call came, it was like a staff person with the Packers just saying, hey, Barry, just want to let you know the Packers just drafted you and we'll be in touch. Now, I had no idea where the hell I was drafted or what round or anything. I mean, really, because back then there was no TV, there was no internet, there was no, you know, social media. I had no idea. Then I get a call from the Associated Press, you know, one of the news guys saying, hey, Barry, so how do you feel about being drafted, you know, the 21st pick in the first round? Well, I was pretty damn excited about that. But, you know, when you say fast forward and I look at the kids that are getting drafted, and every one of them, literally, when you say a game changer, a life changer, because they'll all be very wealthy, you know, with the stroke of a pen. It wasn't that way back in 1973. Listen, my signing bonus was $50,000. And guys
First round draft pick, 50K.
I'm telling you, listen, you know, Chuck Foreman and Burgess Owens, who were also first rounders, were all paid $50,000. You know, I mean, that was just it, where kind of we were, you know, at that point. So I kind of laugh, and you know, this year's pick was a wide receiver from Texas, and I'm anxious to see what he signs for. But I think he's probably going to be for a little more than $50,000 signing bonus.
Hey, fellas, you know, that young kid got more than $50,000 when he signed at the University of Texas. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah. You know, but you know what? You know, again, it's an exciting time for any kid to get drafted, and you wish them all well. I just thank God for the opportunity that I had, you know, the guys that I got to play with, and, you know, that was good, bad, and whatever, you know, in my career there at in the NFL. Of course, the NFL does stand for not for long. You know, most guys don't, you know, you play 3, 4, 5 years, and that's it. So it's not a career. Some guys are very fortunate, like Tom Brady, and you say Steve DeBerg, 25-year guys plus or whatever it was, you know. But
Aaron Rodgers,
yes. But then I think about John's dad. You know, John Rieger Sr. was a 3-time All-Pro with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Redskins. I can't imagine what his signing bonus was back in his day. And I guarantee you, those guys really helped us, you know, what they did. You know, they laid the groundwork for us as we laid the groundwork for the rest of these kids. You know, it was just, it is what it was, and it's the way it will be.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My dad didn't have a signing bonus. He played for Pitt his freshman year on the freshman football team, hurt his knee, had to sit out for like 4 years until his graduating class was done. You know, this, you know, now in the NFL now, you can just pop right out anytime you're out of college. I think maybe your sophomore year or so, you can go in the NFL. And so he actually had his high school football coach call the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he got a tryout. And my dad walked out in the tryout, and he made the team in 1955, and his starting salary was $1,500. That was it. So Art Rooney, so my dad was always an entrepreneurial guy. You know, and Art Rooney, the owner at that time, you know, the old man, he felt sorry for him. So he used to send my dad out in Western Pennsylvania to go do speaking engagements for like $50 to go speak at a sports banquet, or he'd even go down to a basement for a Boy Scout league, you know, and have like a little Boy Scout troop of, you know, 10 Boy Scouts down there and their troop leader. And he get paid $50 for that. So that's how he made a living. It's also how he met Arnold Palmer, because he kept running into Arnold Palmer that year also, because Arnie's first year of the tour, the PGA kept your earnings for 6 months as a rookie, and then they let you have it. So they were both out there starving, making $50, giving speeches at sports banquets.
Hey, $1,500 has probably been a bar tab of John Rieger and Barry Smith back in the day, if I would venture to take a trip back in time in some of your escapades.
Oh, hey, oh no, Mike. You know, we never ran up a $1,500 bar bill that we had to pay for, but we certainly let other people pay for those bar bills at $1,500.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk a little golf now, guys, because you two have something very special and near and dear to my heart these days, as I've been blessed to be involved with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. So let's do a little plug for that, and we'll get off football just for a tad.
Hey, let me go ahead and give out the details, and then, Barry, you can talk a little bit about some of the celebs that are going to be coming. But it's the 6th Annual Celebrity Golf Classic, June 16th and 17th at PJ Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. That's the PJ of America owned and operated club. They host numerous national championships there. And we have a tournament ambassador named Rick Ann Keel. So he's going to be a headliner for that, along with Barry. And it's a Friday night at the Hall of Fame. Our Hall of Fame is located down in Port St. Lucie at the Mid-Florida Event Center. And we have a wonderful pairings party. We have a great silent auction, and we have great hors d'oeuvres, an open bar, and all of our celebs show up. You don't have to be in the Hall of Fame as a celeb to play in this tournament, so some of the celebs that are playing might be in the Hall of Fame in the future. So we're benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Port St. Lucie, and we're looking forward to that big Friday night VIP reception, then Saturday morning golf to see who's got the bragging rights to win this year's sixth annual Celebrity Golf Classic. But all the information about this is posted online at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame website. So I'll just give out the website once here. You can just type keywords in Florida Sports Hall of Fame. It'll come up in your search engine. But it's flasportshof.org, flasportshof.org. And that's the website there. And you can go ahead and sign up and get a team. It's going to fill up pretty fast. But Barry, I don't know if you have all the information in front of you, but there are you've got some fellow celebrities coming. Would you like to talk a little bit about this?
Well, you know, one of the I'm going to come back to some of the celebs, but one of the neat things about what we will also be doing, besides the great golf tournament we're having, on the Friday night, we will announce the class of 2023. So at the same time we're playing our annual Celebrity Golf Classic, we will also be announcing the class of 2023, which will be inducted in Jacksonville, I think, November 8th. We can't give out those names right now, but there's some really big headliners and some really major studs. But I'm looking forward to playing along with, you know, Dwight Stevenson and Johnny Towson and Dan Cielo, Lou Piniella, Mike Loin, James Jones, and that's just to name a few. I mean, we got some really great commitments and more to come. But it's a star-studded event, first-class event. It's not one of those that I guarantee it, there will be no mulligans. This is a straight-up golf tournament. There's not going to be 36 teams. There's not a lot of fancy whistles and bells because we're playing golf. We're having fun. We got some great guys, and it's just going to be a great first-class event, just like the Florida Sports Hall of Fame is meant to be.
John Rager, I was wondering if I get your blessing and Barry's, I might pull a Gary McCord and try to figure out my technology and ride along in a golf cart and get some great quips and interviews. I'll make sure that I'm, you know, you have to give me the proper approach and golf etiquette to be out there with the guys. But I think I might be able to add some little tidbits to it that we could put on the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, some little humor, commentary. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. You want to be there, be square. You definitely want to be at this golf tournament. It is Father's Day weekend, but it's more of a family kind of thing, too, where some of the celebs bring their families down there. We're actually staying right there at the PJ Golf Club. There's the Hilton Garden Inn there, which is our tournament headquarters, and there's this fantastic Italian restaurant right next to it that all the locals go to. So it's a great time to be able to mix and mingle and have a good time, plus PJ Golf Club. So we'll have to make sure you got that golf cart. You got that microphone, you got that voice recorder, because there's a lot of interesting stories. And maybe the most fun thing about playing in this tournament is I like to hear the stories that the celebrities and the Hall of Famers have to say. Just like having Barry on today, you know, it's just fun to listen to about his drunk friend calling him up on the phone for the draft and hanging up on him. Those are things that you get at these kind of things. But the most important thing, like Barry said, this is a fun tournament. You're going to get a chance to bond, build a relationship, make friends with a celebrity or Hall of Famer, and the money goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Port St. Lucie. So it's great for everybody.
Hey,
so, Mike, I expect to see you down there bright and early, too. You got to show up early to go cover a golf tournament.
I'll be ready.
Yep. Hey, let me tell you about the golf, since we're talking about golf. I never picked up a club until after I graduated from Florida State and actually had been drafted by the Packers. And I was flown up to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, in February, landed on Lake Winnebago out there on a frozen lake. I was in a little Cessna, scared the living hell out of me. but anyways, wound up in Green Bay. They had a place called, it was Horning's Golf Shop, it was a sporting goods store. And it had nothing to do with Paul Horning, it's just Horning. And they gave me a golf bag and a set of clubs. And that was the first set of clubs that I ever played. So that's when I started playing golf, was after I got drafted, but before I actually reported and got hooked on the sport. And like I said, I'm still playing it today, and it's a great sport. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, the Friday night party is open to the general public. So, you know, you can buy tickets and come to that event and be part of all the celebration and the festivities that we have going on and helping the cause.
Well, I think I'll be at that event, too, like I was over at your inductee. And we had a lot of fun, a lot of conversation there, fellas. I can't believe a Miami, Florida boy gets hooked on a game of golf in northern Wisconsin. Now, who would have thunk?
Well, you know what? Life is strange. Hey,
yeah, I think I've been circling around the Internet trying to figure out how much cheese curds and a hot dog and a beer cost up in Green Bay, Wisconsin in 1973. Closest I could come up to is about $3.50. So I think the $50,000 signing bonus might be about 10 times that nowadays if you just you know, take an account for inflation.
I will tell you guys that as a sports fan, okay, forget about, you know, being, you know, everybody has a favorite team, but whatever. But, you know, if you're a baseball fan, you got to go to Fenway or Wrigley. If you're a football fan, you got to go to Lambeau. And I know this year I'm very excited because the Buccaneers play the Packers up in Green Bay this year. We don't know when, but I know that my Fanny will be there. I will be there. It will be another exciting trip.
All right, fellas, I got to go to a hard break now. I certainly appreciate you, Barry, as always, taking some time out. We'll be talking to you. We got to get Rager down here more often now that he's involved in this. And we've got that Full Swing golf simulator, and we're going to talk to you about that, Barry, as well. We're going to get some Hall of Famers and some of the NFL alum guys, and we're going to have some fun with the golf simulator upstairs. So I'll take you to breakfast and break that down sometime later in the month. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. You guys take care.
Thanks,
all right,
Barry.
We'll be back here on the Tee Florida, live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Full Swing, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Full Swing 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and I'm going to get right to this gentleman. He's out on the links right now, and he was always a very, very gracious and kind to me. We had on the tee up in Iowa, and I got a hold of him the other day, and Lance Ringler joins us, and hopefully we'll be able to create a specific segment, because when it comes to college golf, or golf in general, this gentleman is one of the best in the business, and I appreciate it, and it's great to hook up with you again, Lance. How you been, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike? Good.
Great. We got John Rager on the other line. He's over in Daytona right now. I'm in downtown St. Pete. Where are you located? Your cell phone actually is a 407 number.
Yeah, I'm in Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington, Indiana, home of the Hoosiers.
Yeah. That's right.
What's going on up there?
Oh, just, you know, typical spring day, a little cloudy, a little rainy at times, and low 60s.
Brown County is gorgeous there during the fall. That's for dang sure. Let's talk a little college golf. You've got your finger on the pulse and have for quite some time, your entire career. Now it's getting to that regional, and then, of course, the national championship. So give us a breakdown of the men's and women's. Who are the teams that people that are on the periphery, don't watch college golf a lot, can expect to be in the hunt and medalists?
Yeah, you know, on the women's side, which comes up first, it's kind of a two-team race right now with Stanford and Wake Forest. Those are the two teams that have been kind of the cream of the crop all year. But there's a lot of teams that could do the job, because it's match play now. The NCAA championship plays 72 holes of stroke play, and then they cut to match play. And so, you know, once you get to match play, anything can happen. So, you know, Stanford and Wake Forest is where most of the eyeballs would be. And then on the men's side, boy, it's, you know, whoever can survive the gauntlet of the NCAA, you know, regionals, and then the championship, and then match play. And, yeah, it's Vanderbilt's the top team, but there's numerous teams in there that could do damage.
So the Commodores from Vandy, they're solid in baseball, and they're solid in golf in that that. Grueling SEC.
Yeah, the SEC is pretty good all around, as they are in most sports. But, yeah, Vanderbilt's the top team. And then you got, you know, Arizona State. The championship's played in Scottsdale. So Arizona State, if they can get there, they're always a favorite. So they're strong and actually leading the Pac-12 championship right now with just one round to go.
John, say hello to Lance, and you certainly know your way around the collegiate world over these decades, John.
Hey, Lance, welcome to On the Tee Florida. Appreciate you being on air today. And, you know, something that Mike sent me last night, and I went ahead and read it, an article by Adam Woodward about the National Golf Invitational coming up in Arizona.
Yes.
And you're the tournament director. Is this tournament, it's about ready to happen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's brand new. Just think of college basketball, and you think of the NIT, and then that's what it is. The NCAA allowed this last year for the first time ever, and I jumped all over it, and Golf Week is sponsoring it, and we're excited, and we're hosting it at Southern Dunes in Maricopa, Arizona, and it's pretty exciting to be part of it.
Well, you know, I know Golf Week has always done a great job as far as creating national championships. You know, I go way back with Golf Week. I think I was on one of the first covers as a junior golfer when Charlie Stein was the publisher, and it was kind of a tabloid kind of paper. It's grown a long way, but Golf Week, they know, has always had a giant commitment to golf, but and more importantly, and because of your efforts and their efforts as far as being able to bring college golf to the forefront. It's not something that gets a lot of publicity in the past, and now it is because of your efforts. So this tournament coming up, do you know are you going to have any idea who the teams are going to be just yet, or do you have to kind of work things through?
Yeah, you got to kind of wait until all the teams have been selected for the NCAA regional, then we pick the next best teams. And so being the first year, it's just brand new, and everyone's excited about it, but I think it's going to be something really big in the future.
So Lance, is it kind of like the NIT in the men's college basketball arena?
Exactly. It's the exact same thing. Exact same thing.
Well, bravo, as you said. Hey, you said you're golfing today. What track are you in up there? And
I'm just playing my local club in our little game today. And I actually got a run right now. Just wanted to give you guys a couple minutes, and look forward to doing it again.
All right, I'll be reaching out to you. Hit them straight, and I appreciate you taking time, Lance.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you betcha.
Lance.
Bye bye.
That's Lance Ringler, and you see his bio, John Rager. That's that'll be a nice segment as we provide a little more, as I like to say, a little more college focus from time to time, because it doesn't get the recognition. And I've always wondered this, looking at the top teams. Did Florida used to, at one time, was Florida and Florida State ever a powerhouse?
Oh, well, certainly are. I mean, in fact, Florida's back this year. They've got
Texas schools.
Well, the PGA Tour actually ranks college golfers, and the reason they do it is because later on in the year, after school is out, they actually give exemptions to PGA Tour players that are college golfers who want to be PGA Tour players into the Latin and the Canadian PGA Tours, which are merging, and that'll be another story down the road for us. But yes, University of Florida has one of those golfers in that top five in the PGA Tour rankings for college golfers, and the Gators have won the SEC championship this year, first time in many years, so they should be one of the favorites to make it to the finals and contend for the NCAA championship. And Florida State the same way. They always have good teams. Remember, Brooks Koepka played for Florida State, but the Florida State's had Paul Azinger in the past and Nolan Henke and Hubert Green. I mean, they've always had a tradition of successful PGA Tour players, and obviously they play pretty well when they're in college. So Florida and Florida State are still powerhouses when it comes to golf, just like they used to be in football, and hopefully they'll get back and become powerhouses again in football. So the golfers are taking the lead this time.
I think you had brought it up one time when this question was posed, that the facilities that the Oklahomas and the Oklahoma States and the Texas, I mean, these are incredible facilities. And I think it was your friend, the writer at Florida, what's his name we had on before, and we're going to try to continue. I think he mentioned that he said it's a facilities issue these days between the Gators and Seminoles trying to compete with the other powerhouses in NCAA men's golf.
What is? You know, Pat Dooley, the award-winning author and sports writer for the Gator Nation, for the Gainesville Sun, actually nationally, anytime you need to know something about the Gators for the last 40 years, he was the go-to guy, and Pat and I have had a lot of conversation. He loves to play golf. We're looking forward to playing his upcoming 28th annual Bob tournament over in Gainesville. Raises a lot of money for charity and also has an unbelievable prize table of helmets signed from former Gator players and coaches, no matter where they're at. But anyway, not to digress, but Pat and I have talked about this extensively, because if you look at schools like Auburn, Alabama, you look at Vanderbilt, all these schools that have great golf teams, well, they have unbelievable practice facilities. University of Florida has a beautiful golf course that was a Donald Ross design, redesigned by Bobby Wee, but the practice facility is terrible. It floods all the time. The team has to actually travel around different golf courses. I know when I was the managing partner of the Country Club Ocala, we used to have the Florida Gators down quite frequently because our golf course kind of mirrored other golf courses that you would play on. In competition, same thing for Golden Ocala, same way. So, you know, we have to take these golf teams under our wings. So they're going to need a better facility. You know, Auburn's got four golf courses, you know, that these kids can play at, and the practice facilities are world-class. So the Gators are going to need that because it is a recruiting situation. And it's you know, and football's the same way, obviously, but it really does make a big difference in golf.
Hey, let's take a quick break. Then when I come back, we'll do the leaderboards. We'll do John Raker's golf report. And we still have to do Wild Bills. I mean, this is a jam-packed show. We'll be back here on the T Florida from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Full Swing, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. have. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back down the tee, Florida, as we wind things down on this Super Saturday, April 29th. Everything that we have just delivered in the last 50 minutes brought to you by our partners, our title sponsor now and partners, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and our good friends at Sea Dogs and Treasure Island, and of course, serving breakfast daily, and a superb breakfast for that matter. Next time you and Karen are down, my friend, I'll take you over there. Have a little screwdriver, a little Bloody Marys with some ice pick and some world-class grub right there on the Intercoastal. And so you're in Daytona today. What are the weather conditions up there? Why don't you give us the Wild Bill Soros weather report? It was great finally putting a face to him, and I didn't realize it was his lovely wife's birthday. He should have said something. We would have done a shot on it, and I might even embarrass myself and did a little happy birthday rendition, my man.
Yeah, we're really pushing to have Bill Sorrow and his lovely wife Deanna on the air last week to come on down to see what's going on down there. And the area that you were broadcasting from, I understand that's going to be the area for the new golf simulator. So we're excited about that. The Wild Bill Golf Weather Report is brought to you by Yank and Crank. This is Bill's extreme fine fishing fashion company. Yank and Crank is something that you can go to our website on thetfloridagolf.com, click on a link, you can go buy a hat. So here's the weather report. We're going to do it locally for St. Petersburg area there because we want to make sure that we get that Children's Dream Fun tournament in. And as I look at it right now, there's a high chance of rain all the way up to about 1 o'clock. And then until 6 p.m., there's a low chance of rain. So it looks like the good Lord's going to cooperate there and get some money raised to send that kid on the Disney cruise and his family. So and right now, the humidity's getting up there. It's 76% humidity, so it's not quite like a sauna because it only feels 87 out there. Winds out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour. But there is 75% cloud cover, so that'll keep things cool and everything. But that's the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yank and Crank. Go visit on the tfloridagolf.com. You'll see a link. Click it. Let's go buy a hat, everybody.
Well, and the Sea Dogs Ice Pick Leaderboards, the Mexico Championship right now. You've got Tony Finau. I like Tony Finau. He's on top of that leaderboard at 13 under. Brandon Wu at 12 under. And defending champion John Rahm is he's six back at 7 under. And I'm impressed that he's playing this event and as the returning champion. And then the Insperity. Did you see that Insperity leaderboard? Kind of shocked me. Justin Leonard on top of the leaderboard. He's tied with Colin Ball and Montgomery and Steve Alkier, but you haven't seen, Leonard just got back just started playing on the Champions Tour and really hadn't had a lot of success, John, with his duties at NBC and the Golf Channel, but he's on top of that leaderboard. And then Colin Montgomery, I just keep thinking he's going to fade away. He doesn't look like he's long for this world, but, he's at 600. Then we know the story about Steve Alkier. So that's your Insperity Champions Tour leaderboard.
Hey, speaking about the Insperity Champions Tour, I know that it's at TPC Woodlands down in Houston, Texas. And earlier this week, there was a real treat because Hale Irwin and Bernhard Langer got together to talk about their 90 combined wins on the Champions Tour. And it's interesting because this Bernhard Langer is just timeless. Hale Irwin is now 74 years old. His last win was when he was 61 on the Champions Tour, okay, in 2007. And that was the first year that Bernhard Langer got on the Champions Tour, and he ended up winning like four times that year. So if you take a look at it, if Langer wins this week, he'll break Hale Irwin's record for most victories on the Champions Tour, which they both share at 45 apiece right now. So very interesting to know that Bernhard Langer, when he turns 61, he's already won eight times after turning 61. So I think he's going to break Hale Irwin's record for sure as the most Champion Tour wins. But it's a very interesting thing. One of the things about the Champions Tour, what I like, is everybody's a recognizable name out there, just about everybody. There's a few club pros or Nike Tour players that, you know, they're out there, but, you know, you get to know them pretty fast, like Stephen Alker, because he's ended up winning a bunch of tournaments out there already. But a lot of great names on the leaderboard. It's always a lot of fun. You know, I always like to follow Marco Dawson, who represented our club in Ocala Adena, and he was the British Open champion, Senior Open. So I always like to, you know, follow his efforts there. He's in the top 10 right now this week. And you're right, Justin Leonard, that is a shock out of nowhere. We'll see if it's sustainable. We'll see if he can keep that pace for the second and third round, because I know that if you're a TV commentator, just like radio, you know, we have to do a lot of work. It takes away from our ability to play great golf anymore, especially you, Mike, is the hardest working radio broadcaster in the business. So yeah. Let's see if Justin Leonard can handle that pace.
If I could commit 80 hours a week, it wouldn't impact my golf game. Hey, another little belated shout out to JD, John Daly. I'm sure we didn't have to worry about him celebrating his birthday a couple days ago. I think it was Thursday. I'm sure that JD had some JD and it looked like he was having tequila if you saw those pictures. And then I saw a picture of John Rager from the back in the day with his lovely bride, and it looked like you were a tequila ready. And that's Cinco de Mayo. That's next weekend, buddy. That's next weekend. That's not this weekend.
And I understand. I guess John Daly's still recovering from his surgery, so I'm not sure when exactly we'll see him back out there again. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't seen any updates, but he played in the Zurich, man. He played in the Zurich Championship.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Maybe he's not ready for prime time because he didn't play very well in that.
A combined 83, John Daly and who did he partner with?
He partnered with David Duval.
David Duval, yeah. And David Duval should have stayed in the booth, and JD should have stayed at Hooters.
That they wanted to make that one of the most unmemorable rounds of golf, and it worked for me because I forgot all about it.
Yeah, well, they want to forget that round, and I'm sure the Zurich Classic will not reach into that bag. All right, we got 2 minutes left. Any closing statements on this very busy on the tee Florida this Saturday?
Well, just for our listeners out there, the John Rager Golf Report on the Tee Florida is posted several times a week on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And what we try to do is find some unusual stories, some news-breaking things, different things that you'd have interest in, and we always link to it. This week, we're a little slow on it because of the big announcement of the first 19th hole clubhouse studios there with On the Tee Florida broadcasting out of that. And I put an artist rendition out there on the John Rager Report there. And if you go to OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com, you'll see links to all those reports out there. Plus, again, we're at Jeep Beach here. You know, the report's not only about golf, it's about golf, travel, and lifestyle. 25,000 people, 25,000 Jeeps are here. And there's almost 250,000 people running around. I've never seen so many Jeeps, all shapes and sizes.
Got to run, brother. Have a good weekend over there in Daytona. I'll talk to you Monday.
You got it.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickert for John Rager, Barry Smith, Lance Ringler, Gary Sermons, Joe Bedreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.